director, Ike Walker, to go into the local area schools and just show how, it, or at least get a sense from, for the public about what type of access she could have going into those schools. Two local police agencies are investigating her and finding out. They aired a report with a hidden camera on Wednesday night showing her walking inside three area elementary schools without anyone stopping her. And I know Moorhead Lieutenant Tori Jacobson is one of those people investigating. Ike Walker, the news director that directed Melanie Moore to do this, is with us in studio right now. Ike, good to have you in studio.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Why? Why'd you do this?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Tuesday morning, the NBC Today show aired a Jeff Rossin report. And as we're getting near the anniversary of Sandy Hook, they decided to go in and have a look at school security and just how secure were, I think it was seven schools across New Jersey. And they did exactly what we did. They tested the front doors to see simply if the front doors were locked, if they were able to walk in. If they were, how far did they get before they were stopped?
All unannounced, right?
All completely unannounced. And we actually had a woman who called us, Fargo parent, member of the Fargo school faculty, that said that she saw that report and said, look, you know, you guys need to check into this. And so that's exactly what we did. And so we went forward and we recreated what the Today Show did. And what we found, quite honestly, was surprising. I think it was surprising to everyone involved. Sometimes things like this, you're really not quite sure how they're going to turn out. You don't really have an expectation of what's going to happen. And then when you see what happened, then, it's a little, it was surprising.
What did you find out? What did Melanie find out?
Sure. So she went to three schools, one in West Fargo, one in Moorhead, and one in Fargo, and simply went in. The doors were not locked. The front doors were not locked. Walked in. She was not stopped by anyone at the front desk asking her to check in. And she was able to make her way through the hallways of the schools. You know, in some cases, walking right by students. At Fargo School, she did run into a teacher who asked her for, you know, if she needed help. But beyond that, there was no other contact or anything like that. And Melanie then just showed herself out. You know, one of the things that came out in the Rossin report.
Did you expect that? Yeah. Did you expect that?
No, quite honestly.
Okay.
You know, I mean, especially, you know, working in media buildings, and you're probably used to this. If you see somebody walking around, maybe that you don't recognize, the natural inclination is to walk up to them and say, hey, can I help you? Or can I direct you somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
And so you would think that at a place where all of our kids spend their entire day, there would be a little bit more of a proactive step to be taken.
So what reaction? There's so many questions a guy can go with on this, mm-hmm. knowing that there's a police investigation that mm-hmm. follows this now. Did you know that as news director, when you directed her to do this, that you were putting her in legal danger? Because it is her that will be held responsible, right?
I mean, yeah, we didn't know all of the legal ramifications, you know, going in to this. You know, at the end of the day, you have to balance against the possibility of a trespassing charge versus the safety of children. And, you know, that's certainly something that we take into consideration, you know, but at the same time, I think that, and I've got four kids in Fargo schools. I will tell you that the safety of children and how these buildings are secured should be top of mind for everyone, regardless of the situation. You know, one of the things that was mentioned in the Rossin report was that, and there was a school safety expert that he talked to. And this person said one of the first best lines of defense is simply a locked front door. In all three cases, we didn't run into that. Now, I had a very good conversation actually just this morning with Dr. Schatz with Fargo Schools. And we had a good talk, and actually he talked to Melanie yesterday. And he made the point, he said he doesn't think that schools should be essentially prisons. He doesn't think that the community wants, you know, locked doors and armed guards. But certainly there is a situation where you do have to find a balance as to, you can probably never keep everyone out, but at the same time, how do you slow someone down? At least if they're bent on wreaking havoc.
Okay. So I want to go back to the business side of this, because Melanie works for you. She's mm-hmm. in risk of criminal trespass now. She could have charges filed against her. Have you talked to her? How are her emotions doing right now?
Well, she's holding up quite well.
Okay. You know, she feels that she did a job as a journalist?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. That's her approach to all of this.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's our approach as well. You know, we've actually received very nice notes from journalists across the country supporting the story. One who actually did the exact same thing a few years back and faced the same kind of scrutiny that that we are facing right now, you know, from both the school officials as well as the police. You know, but at the same time, too, there has to be an open discussion about school safety. And if we're the ones to bring it to the table, then so be it.
Our news here at KFGO, they reported this. And mm-hmm. and once word got out, then others kind of followed in the, mm-hmm. in the media market. And, you know, it took a life of its own. Then all of a sudden, people like talk show hosts like me, my phone starts ringing. Mm-hmm. And all this mixture. From, you know, why in the world would they expose this so that now every serial rapist knows how easy it is to access? I got that message. Mm-hmm. I got the you know, why in the world are they doing this and videotaping where children are and all of this? And then I got the, hey, Joel, make sure tomorrow you don't shoot the messenger, when all they did was expose what we all should have known in the first place. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm getting this whole gambit of emotion from people out there. Sure. I'm curious what's happening on your phone.
It's the same kind of gamut. You know, it's a very complex problem with many different opinions. And there, you know, is there one right solution? I don't know that there is. But when you have such a complex issue that, and there are so many stakeholders involved, because it's not just the safety component. There is training. There's money that's involved. There's all these different factors that come to bear. There are no
sheer design of the structure itself.
Correct. You know, many of these buildings were designed in a time when this wasn't a concern. You know, times have changed, unfortunately, and that's something that we have to get used to.
You and I are, you know, we get paid to do what we do. And we can take the phone calls and the slings and the arrows. Let's find out what people think.
Sure.
Okay? Let's do that. 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. Did Valley News and their reporter do a service to the public by doing this piece? Did they trespass? Did they do wrong? I want to know. I want to know what you think about this. It certainly is thought-provoking, and it certainly gets your mind working on security issues in schools, right? But I'm very, very curious what some of you think. So, again, 1-800-880-5346 or 237-5948. News director of Valley News Live is our guest here in studio. We're talking about the piece that he had Melanie Moore do, where she went to schools kind of undercover, I think would be the way to describe it.
Yeah,
With a hidden camera to show how easily accessible mm-hmm. our schools were. A lot of messages coming in. One saying, let's just say I was happy to hear it was Valley News and not some whack job in the school doing harm. Other messages come in. A message comes to me and says, ask if they could have gotten the same information without breaking the law. I believe, Joel, the answer is yes. This is nothing more than a ratings ploy. Valley News Live has become the National Enquirer of local TV news. Your thoughts on that, Ike?
Well, you know, we're not in ratings right now. And at the end of the day, this is about whether, no matter what time of the year it is, whether we're in ratings or not, this is about exposing problems in the community. You know, again, this is a story that started with someone who is a Fargo faculty school member. And, you know, she brought these concerns to us. And, you know, it's unclear whether or not that she had, you know, raised these perhaps with her, you know, school principal or with the district offices. But at the same time, there are only certain ways that, you know, you can, you know, test real world scenarios, you know, and sometimes you have to use a hidden camera. And that's exactly what we did.
Let's go to the phone lines. Bill, you're on with Ike Walker. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I don't think I'd buy any of this. It is, all this is the old shock value journalism. When a network sees that their Nielsen ratings aren't what they want, and this will, I've been watching this since I was a kid, they start getting into hidden cameras and anything that makes people gasp, and that's not professionalism, that's just reading, and that's all this is. And then for Ike to come across like he's a hero because he sent somebody in to investigate, notice he's not the one up on charges, and yet he's the hero. Nah, he's not a hero. He sent somebody in. They're the sacrificial lamb. He should go up on charges, too. They walked right by the sign in the school that said what they're supposed to do. They intentionally broke the law, and just like the old Steven Seagal movie is, they're not above the law.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Do you feel that you should have charges brought against you as well if charges are brought against Melanie?
You know, I will tell you, the cops and the attorneys are going to do what they're going to do. I will tell you, as far as the charges go, regardless of what happens, we're going to very actively fight everything. And at the end of the day, the school systems are going to have to provide, we're all going to have to go through discovery. So the school systems are going to have to provide what their overall safety plan is. And, you know, we were very, believe it or not, we were very cautious in our story not to name the schools that we went to. Because really that's inconsequential. It was really about just look what can happen and look what is happening. And so, you know, at the end of the day, if charges do come out of this, you know, and everybody goes through discovery, I think the school systems are going to have to think about whether or not they want all of their safety plans out in the public.
Okay, let's get to Ruth. Ruth, you're on with Ike Walker.
Hi, I am my grandmother who has four grandchildren going through these same doors. I was totally shocked how that newspaper, I mean, the reporter with the Valley View could walk in and nobody asked who she was. I thought for sure our schools were more protective. These are our future. And now the Fargo police wants to be and take time to get investigate against the TV and the reporters doing because what they don't like to hear is bad.
I hear you, Ruth. I hear you. I have the same mixed feelings as the last two callers.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I agree with some of what Bill said. I agree with some of what Ruth said. But, you know, and somebody saying, Joel, you're just perpetuating this by talking about it on News and Views. I don't know why that's a bad thing.
And
I think that was the goal of the piece.
It has to be a conversation.
Okay.
You know, regardless of what happens, it has to be part of the conversation.
Do you have some more time to take these phone calls? Let's do it. Let's give people access to you. I want to share some of the emails before we go back to the phone lines. We're talking about the Valley News Live report, and I don't think it matters that we're talking about the Fargo-Moorhead area. This could probably happen in any school that is in your area. I've officiated high school athletics for years. I know how easy it is to get into schools, and I know how easy it is to get from A to B to C to D to E, you know? And so Valley News Live sends a reporter in, and what they find out is that the access is way easier than what some people think. And they, you know, they have a hidden camera and they do what they do. And some people are mad about that. One person, though, saying the police department's investigating the reporter should stop there. No charges. These investigations seem like petty payback for reporting bad news about security at schools. Let me share another email here. Says, looks like standard operating procedure to me. A person shows problems and they prosecute the person rather than dealing with the problems. Typical shoot the messenger, Joel. So there are some people, Ike Walker's with us, news director of Valley News Live. There are some people that agreed with your approach, that are happy you did what you did and expose this.
Yeah, you know, and we've gotten a lot of support from a lot of people across the community. And you know, this is, quite honestly, the whole thing about the investigation and whatever, in many ways, is an attempt to redirect the conversation. When we do these stories, our intent is not to become the story. Our intent is to highlight an issue and start a community conversation, so hopefully we can reach some sort of resolution. That's where the conversation needs to stay. There needs to be a wider conversation in our communities about school security.
Okay. Let's go back to the phone lines. Marilyn, you are on with Ike Walker. Go ahead, Marilyn.
Hi, yes, good morning. I just wanted to comment on your security. I know that a former caller called, and he said that the media was, they wanted to make it seem like they were portrayed as heroes. That's not what they're trying to do here at all. You know, the superintendent is only trying to cover the problem that, you know, coming from Texas as an educator myself, we in our area, unfortunately, it has come to, there's just a lot of violence in our area.
Okay.
So we have to be very cautious, not because we don't care what the parents are going to say, but we care for the safety of our kids and the staff. And so, unfortunately, this is what society is doing now because of the violence. And maybe it is an eye-opener for this area. When I first started coming here 3 years ago, it was quiet. And now all I hear is violence and, you know, things are happening in our area. And we need to take care of our kids and our school system.
I want to thank you, Marilyn. Thank you for the call. 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. There's actually room for you on the phone lines if you call right now. Emailer sends in and says, Joel, why don't you send your KFGO news team then out to show how easy it is to steal a car? There's people that leave their cars running at stop and go right now. It's cold. And you know what? That reporter knows that what they're doing is illegal, but they're showing how easy it is to steal a car. You know, you don't make news, you report news. And that's what one person says to me. Your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, the idea that you don't make news, you report news. I agree with that. You know, you report what's going on in the communities, but at the same time too, we as journalists and we at Valley News Live, we have a responsibility that's mandated in many ways to look into problems that are going on in the community and report what we find. And that's exactly what we try to do. We don't do press release news. We take complaints, concerns, we vet those, and we go out and we try to expose problems. And I think, quite honestly, more journalists should be doing that in this day and time.
I'd be really curious. Parents are going to have a wide array. You heard the grandmother that called in with the emotion.
Sure.
I'd be really curious if you got the teachers alone in a room now, what they would say about the piece you did, mm-hmm. whether they think you did something good or something bad. Are you thinking about doing something like that?
That's a possibility. You know, I can tell you we've heard from individual educators that are very pleased with the story. You know, some of them have said that this has been a concern of theirs for some time. You know, and again, it's obviously...
Have you heard from some mad educators?
We have heard from some that have been upset. Not as many, though.
Okay.
I will tell you.
Okay.
So, you know, it's obviously raised the community conversation, and that's what this was all about.
Let's get back to the phone lines. Jim, you are on with Ike Walker, news director of Valley News Live. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, hi. I commend what they did. I think it's great that they exposed this stuff. I think that people had a pipe dream to think that these schools were actually going to do something more about security after Newtown. You know, I think we also have this attitude that it can't happen here, especially in North Dakota. But if it can happen in a little backwater like Newtown, Connecticut, it could certainly happen here. And I think we need to look at funding for it. And, you know, but I think a lot of this stuff gets pushed aside because, you know, we might have to take some money out of the athletic fund to do this. But I think that's more important that our kids be safe.
Okay. Thanks, Jim. Let's get to Monty. Monty, you are on with Ike Walker.
Yeah, Ike, I appreciate what you did. I believe that the school safety is important. And I think there's a big problem with not allowing teachers to be properly trained and carry a concealed weapon or a weapon. Not that the kids are to be afraid of the teachers, but the teachers have the right to protect themselves and their students.
Okay. Thank you, Monty. We were talking in the entryway today because one of my, you know, mentors and one of my teachers that I always love seeing came by, and we were talking about how in the old days during hunting season, I bought a new over-under.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought it right into school and showed it to him. So the days really are different than when you and I were growing up.
Right. And, you know, one of the things we were actually talking about in a break was that, you know, some of these schools, too, were built during a time, many years ago, when there wasn't a whole lot of consideration given to security.
Right.
You know,
there's no area that you can say, okay, this is an area where we transition people into the facility.
Correct.
Once you're in the front door of my school that I went to, you're in the school.
You're in the school. Yeah. Right. And so, you know, ideally, certainly as a society, we should be able to send our kids to school in an open environment, open campus, without any fear or concern for their safety. But, you know, unfortunately, times have changed, and we're not living in that age anymore.
Let's get to Kathy. Kathy, you are on with Ike Walker. Go ahead, Kathy.
Hi. I just have a question about maybe all three of the schools, or I'm sorry, I don't know how many, but two for sure. Were there any staff at the entrance of the main doors when this person came in?
Were there any what, Kathy?
Staff. Our secretary.
Was there a person that, okay, go ahead.
Not at the main doors. You know, some of these schools are set up so that the office is removed down a hallway from the doorways. There were people in there, but in terms of someone there at the doors, there wasn't. And, you know, many of these schools are set up in such a way that as soon as you walk through the door, you have, it doesn't necessarily take you directly to an office area. You can branch off in either direction, bypassing the office and heading down to a hallway to a classroom or whatever.
Okay. Our school does have the office exactly when a person walks in the door.
Kathy, what school, if I can ask?
I'm not sure if I really should.
Okay, no, that's okay. If you don't want to, that's okay. I totally respect that. Let's get to, I can tell you that the schools I grew up going to, you didn't have that.
Right.
I mean, you just didn't have that. You didn't have, it wasn't built for the wackos of the world.
Mm-hmm.
It was built for kids going in and out, parents coming in and out, and it was a buzz. It was like a beehive.
Right.
People were coming and going, and people were delivering packages, and people were delivering food products into the kitchen. I mean, there was constant coming and going.
Absolutely.
And it was not built as though it was this Fort Knox CIA-type building.
Right.
It wasn't structured that way. Let's get to Jeff. Jeff, you are on with Ike Walker. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, I just had a comment. I think it was your first caller, Bill. You know, they said they did it just for ratings. Well, I guess my comment would be, who cares? I mean, it's a win-win. They might get better ratings, and more importantly, our kids' safety in the schools are addressed. So I applaud their efforts.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Thanks, Jeff. The email comes in and says, Joel, this is the same station that was posting the exact location of DUI checkpoints on Facebook. Did you do that, Ike?
Yes, we did. Okay. Well, DUI checkpoints.
Facebook?
So you're tipping people off? It wasn't a DUI checkpoint. It was a texting while driving checkpoint.
Okay.
That was being operated by Fargo police.
So you're giving people advance notice, though, and tipping them off so they didn't get caught.
Right.
Okay. And you're comfortable with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Another message comes in and says, Joel, don't forget the WDAY reporter that scaled the fence to show Hector was not safe. He got fired in all of this. I didn't even remember the story, but this individual obviously did.
Sure.
Let's get to Diane. Diane, you are on News and Views. Go ahead, Diane.
Thank you. First of all, I want to thank KVLY for caring enough about the safety of our students to do what they did. I have three children in the Burnsville School District, and they're 2 years apart, and I took care of them a lot from the time they were in preschool, kindergarten, and up. And if I walked into the Burnsville Elementary School, there was someone that immediately told me to go to the office to get a badge with my name and the name of my grandchildren. Then they also went to their file, and they checked to see whether the parents or guardian had signed that I could enter the school. If that wasn't in there, I could not go in. And I feel that kind of safety should be done in all schools.
Okay. Your thoughts on that, Ike?
Well, you know, many schools across the U.S. Are actually readdressing and retrofitting old buildings so that when you first walk in the front door, the very front door itself isn't locked, but you're faced with only one option to get into the rest of the school, and that's to divert through the office. And at that point, you have to address someone, you have to sign in, you have to make your purpose known before you can be buzzed through another door to gain access to the rest of the building. I know that West Fargo, Heather Konchak at West Fargo told us that they are looking at a similar type of situation for many of their schools that is going to be looked at in January next month. But there has to be some sort of more proactive point of entry to the schools.
But you acknowledge in the report that one of the schools was in West Fargo, right?
Yes.
And one of the schools was Moorhead.
Correct.
And the other, Fargo.
Correct.
Okay. Now, you said that the Fargo approach, it was very proactive. They talked to you about, it wasn't hugs and kisses, but it was, okay, here's how we're going to deal with this, right?
Right.
Have you gotten a response from Moorhead or from West
None
Fargo?
None whatsoever.
So
None
they didn't whatsoever. Talk to you at all, the
No.
superintendents?
We have made multiple calls to the superintendents of West Fargo. We did hear from a media representative for West Fargo, but we have not talked to Dr. Flowers.
Okay.
He's not returned our phone calls. And we have not heard at all from the Moorhead City Schools.
Let me hang on to you at the top of the hour. Okay.
Sure,
take some more of these phone calls. Walker is with us. He's the news director of Valley News Live. They sent a hidden camera into three local schools, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead. And what they found was very easy access throughout those schools. There's a criminal investigation being done as to whether the law was broken by the reporter by doing this. Ike directed that reporter, Melanie Moore, to do it. And we're asking your thoughts on all of this. Bill, you are on with Ike Walker. Go ahead, Bill.
Hi. This could have been a great story, but I don't believe you used any journalistic ethics. So, Joel, I'll ask you this. As somebody who worked frequently with your news department for 2 years, would KFGO ever send a hidden microphone? And I can answer this. They wouldn't.
No,
did you use a hidden camera?
Let's let them answer it.
Sure, yeah. Sure. Well, obviously, if we walk in with our big cameras, it changes the nature of people's reactions. And ultimately, sometimes the only way to capture the natural circumstance that people see every day is with hidden cameras. We don't use them that often, but when we do, we feel it's justified.
I think that what the caller, though, is getting at, is this a generational thing? Is this the new norm in journalism versus, the experience I have in my newsroom? He's right. They never would do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so is this the way news is going to be now?
Well, I think it's the way that news has been for, quite honestly, a long time. Is it any different now than 20 years ago? Sure, it is. You know, but at the same time, too, we have various tools at our disposal to bring the truth to light. And, you know, that's what we did.
If people want to see the piece, where can they go?
They can go to valleynewslive.com.
All right. It's right there.
Yeah, you bet.
Valley News Live. Thank you. Thank you for sharing the story.